watch from the wings as the seas were replaying. We saw ourselves now as we never had seen. Betrayal of the drama and degeneration. The sorrows we suffered have never
Hello, Radio Waterloo listeners, and welcome back to Through the Static. I'm your host, Jordan Callist. I'll be taking you through the next hour of music and programming. Today is March 13th, 2024. It is 9.02 p.m. and 9.03 p.m. now, and I'm going to be here until 10 p.m. to play some tunes for you and also do a bit of shameless self-promotion. I'll get into that a little bit later. But to start off the show today, I wanted to start by thanking everyone who came out to the CKMS Golden MP3 Awards this past Saturday. As people who attended know, I did perform at it, and it was a really great time. I always love performing when I can, and you know, I'll try and maybe get some of my original music recorded someday, and maybe get it on this station a little bit so you can check it out a bit more. But until then, I guess you'll just need to keep an ear out for the live performances. And thank you to everyone who voted in the Golden MP3 Award nominations. Through the Static, and I won a Golden MP3 Award for Freshest Beats. So thank you to everyone who voted in that. I was not expecting it, but, you know, I was pretty happy. It was, you know, I think it went to a show that has been on the air for under 3 years. So, you know, I'm glad that people listen to my little show and enjoy it. So to start off the show today, I was kind of thinking of what to play today. And one of the songs that I played at my little gig on Saturday at the Golden MP3s was Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. And I was thinking, like, you know, I've been on a little bit of a Fleetwood Mac kick lately. I've been getting a bit into them again. And, I thought I would play this song of theirs that I've been listening to a fair bit lately. I've kind of had on repeat a little bit. This is a closing track off of their 1976 album Rumors. You know, everyone knows Rumors. It's a real classic. Also, quick shout out to Jam Network, who also host a show here on Monday nights. I believe it's called Bandwidth, but they hosted a Rumors live concert at the Princess Cinemas a couple weeks ago. I wasn't able to go, unfortunately, but I heard it was really great. So a bunch of different bands just signed up to play a different song off the album, and they basically just played the whole album live. So kind of just to tie that all together, I'm going to be playing the closing track off of that album, and this is called Silver Springs. And every time I listen to a song off this album, because obviously, you know, most of these songs are breakup songs, because there's a lot of, you know, if you know anything about Rumors or Fleetwood Mac, there's a lot of personal turmoil going on in the band at that point. There's probably like, I think there's like two or three different couples breaking up at the time within the band, and you know, some people were cheating on each other with other members of the band. It was really messy, and I think it was a very tumultuous album to make, but it is an amazing album. And this final song was written and performed by Stevie Nicks. Yeah, check it out. This is Fleetwood Mac with Silver Springs opening the show today.
Opening up our show today, that was Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. That is the closing track off of their 1976 album, Rumors. Next up here, I'm going to play another older track for you. So for anyone who doesn't know me, I'm currently taking the course Intro to Jazz at the University of Waterloo, and it's really good. I really like it. It's an interesting course. It definitely, you know, helps me learn a bit more about the genre and about just the whole art and culture of jazz and how it's evolved over the last, you know, 150 years or so. And it's really interesting. I'm really learning a lot more. And I always like learning about music history because there's, you know, you can listen to the songs and, you know, kind of experience it sort of that way. And one of the artists I've kind of gotten a bit more into as a result is Dizzy Gillespie, who, you know, maybe you've heard of him, maybe you've never heard of him, maybe you know all about him, but pretty much the little rundown is that he was a trumpet player. He was a jazz trumpet player, and he was one of the big people in the bebop movement in the 1940s. So basically, around the mid 1940s, jazz kind of started, you know, picking up speed a lot and kind of getting a lot crazier. I kind of always describe, you know, to my friends, I describe bebop as, you know, if it sounds like a train is about to hit you, then you know that's bebop. Maybe that's a bit too simplistic, but that's just my little way of describing it. So anyways, I'm going to play you a track from him here. I promise the track is not that insane. But this is coming off of a CD that I actually picked up when I was in Ottawa a little while ago. I went to this, it was branded as a record store, but it was basically a physical media store. So they had like a ton of CDs, a ton of secondhand records, a ton of DVDs, VHS, cassettes, yeah, just kind of any physical media you can think of. They had a pretty good selection of it, so I picked up a couple things there, but one of them was just this little, you know, greatest hits CD from Dizzy Gillespie. And this one track in particular I've been a pretty big fan of. I just find it really fun. It's a fun song. Yeah, so without further ado, I'm going to play you this track from Dizzy Gillespie called A Night in Tunisia. So enjoy. We'll be right back. And that was A Night in Tunisia by Dizzy Gillespie. So moving on to the next segment of the show here, and this is going to be most of the show, I think, but this is kind of where I said at the beginning when this is the shameless self-promotion episode of Through the Static. And yeah, so this is where my little plug comes in here. So first of all, I would like to thank Jenny Strange for having myself and my professor, Rob Gorbit, on Community Connections this past Monday. I believe that post is up and that recording is up on the CKMS website. So if you want to check that out, you can. But yeah, Rob and I were on there to talk about KIX, or the Knowledge Integration Exhibition. So again, if you don't know that much about me, I'm currently an undergrad student at the University of Waterloo, and I am in a program called Knowledge Integration, which is a little tough to describe, but basically it's an interdisciplinary program. So you can pursue a lot of different things, but you get a pretty solid base. And one aspect of the program is in your third year, everyone completes a full museum exhibit. So you get put into groups with your peers, and you basically research and write and design and build and create an entire museum exhibit with those people over 6 or 7 months or so. So it's been a busy time for me, obviously, getting all of that together. But it's almost here. We start installation tomorrow, and the exhibit opens on Monday. So it will be running from Monday to Saturday next week. That's March 18th to 23rd. I believe the exact hours are on the website, which I will link on my post when I post this recording later. And I believe Jenny also linked it in her post on Community Connections. So if you're able to, check it out. It will be on the University of Waterloo campus. And like I said, it'll be running all of next week. It closes at 4 p.m. on Saturday. And check it out. It's open to the public. Anyone can come. And yeah, just come see all the hard work that me and all my friends and classmates have done over the last 6-7 months. It'll be really great. I'm seeing everything come together, and I think it's going to look really awesome. I'm really excited for it. So that being said, in the name of shameless self-promotion, I'm going to play a few songs now that are kind of related to some of the museum exhibit topics. So I guess I'm going to start this off with a fun little track that was a request from one of my friends who is doing an exhibit on third places, which if you don't know what that is, you will learn if you come to the museum exhibit. But pretty much it's just a place that you feel comfortable in and like to go and like to be that is not your home or your work. So she has requested that I play the theme song from the TV show Cheers. So anyone who's, you know, I think that's a bit of an older show, but so maybe my older adult audience will enjoy this one a bit more. But either way, if you're wondering what this particular exhibit is about, you know, I guess this song kind of encapsulates the vibe of it. So her exhibit is called Oh, the Places You'll Go. And with that, here is the theme song from Cheers.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got no lights, the check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail, and your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
everybody knows your name. Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright.
Morning's looking bright.
And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
So that was the theme song from the TV show Cheers. That track was by Gary Portnoy. I hope I'm saying that right. And yeah, like I said, that's kind of a shout out to the museum exhibit, Oh, the Places We Go, that was made by Emma, one of my friends, and five other really great people. And another exhibit, if you're just joining the show now, I'm talking about the Knowledge Integration Exhibition, which is running all next week, Monday through Saturday, on the University of Waterloo campus, a museum exhibit completely created by students. So yeah, check it out. One of my other friends also suggested a song for her exhibit, but she was a bit less specific. She just suggested something by Imagine Dragons, because her exhibit is all about imaginative play and why it is still important for adults to engage in imagination and pretend play, and all the benefits that come with it, and, you know, kind of how in society it's encouraged to kind of forget a lot of that stuff once you grow up. But really, it has a lot of benefits, and a lot of adults still do it. I know they use D&D as a big example, Dungeons and Dragons. So yeah, I said, you know, what song do you want me to play on the show to kind of promote your exhibit? So she said Imagine Dragons, because I guess to you need to engage in pretend play to imagine the dragons if you're an adult. So I was thinking about what song to play, and I think I'm gonna go with It's Time by Imagine Dragons, just because that one's, you know, a classic. It's over 10 years old now, and I remember when that album came out, I was pretty young. I think I was about 10 years old or so, 8 or 10 years old, and, you know, I remember liking a lot of songs off that album. But yeah, this is one of those ones that I think wasn't on the radio quite as much, so I didn't get quite as sick of it. But yeah, promoting the Imagine That exhibit at the Knowledge Integration Exhibition, this is Imagine Dragons with It's Time.
Now
we're just moving past the halfway point in tonight's episode of Through the Static. I'm going to continue with this whole museum theme, this whole knowledge integration exhibition theme. That track you just heard was It's Time by Imagine Dragons, and that is dedicated to my friend Sakura and her exhibit on imaginative play and pretend play in adults and why it's beneficial for all ages. It's called Imagine That, and you can see it along with the four other amazing exhibits at the Knowledge Integration Exhibition next week, running from Monday to Saturday, March 18th to 23rd. So for the next segment of this little museum theme I've got going here, I'm going to shamelessly promote my own exhibit, which is focused around dreams and dreaming. And I think I chose a lot of songs for this just because there's a lot of songs about dreams or with dreams in the title, and there's just a lot of connections that I could make. So I'm going to start with kind of the obvious choice, I guess, for me. My exhibit is called Dream On, and you know, I'll put it this way. When my group submitted our proposal for our museum exhibit, kind of just our whole plan, what text we were going to include, what activities we were going to have, the whole layout, everything, one of my prof's top comments that he kind of kept mentioning was that he really liked the Aerosmith reference of the title of the name of the exhibit. So I think it's only fitting that I play that song on my show tonight to shamelessly promote my exhibit. So I'm going to start off this little segment here with Dream On by Aerosmith, and then I'm going to move to Vinyl to play My Dreams of You by The Box, and then I'm going to play Dreams by The Cranberries, and yeah, so sit back and enjoy this little run of dream-related songs here on Through the Static, 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. Thank you.
someone just like you.
All right, I'm going to play one more dream-related song here for you tonight. This next one was a pseudo-request from one of my friends. A portion of my museum exhibit, Dream On, is devoted to the idea of dreams increasing creativity and kind of just has examples of everything that... like a bunch of different examples across different media, across different disciplines of things that have been inspired by a dream or ideas that came out of a dream or that, you know, whoever the creator credits to a dream that they had. So we've got, you know, everything from the novel Twilight to Frankenstein to the company Google to a lot of different movies to some Salvador Dali paintings to the invention of the light bulb. And we also have a playlist of songs that we're going to include in the exhibit that's just going to be playing. And it's all songs that were... are credited to dreams that the artist had. And one that's going to be included that one of my friends mentioned or pointed out the second I mentioned that is, this whole album really, this is Billie Eilish's 2019 album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Which, you know, obviously given that title, you can kind of tell that the theme is kind of dreams, and in this case, nightmares specifically, but she specifically pointed to this particular track, which I'm going to play for you now, being inspired by a nightmare. So this is Billie Eilish with Bury a Friend.
Billie.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Come here.
Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt that I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close. And I can't say no, I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
right, finishing off the museum knowledge integration exhibition segment of the show today. That was Billie Eilish with Bury a Friend, a song that was heavily inspired by a nightmare that she had. So again, final plug here, check out the Knowledge Integration Exhibition. It is running from March 18th to March 23rd, Monday to Saturday next week. It is on the University of Waterloo campus at the St. Jerome's Gymnasium. Check it out. It'll be really awesome. There's a lot of really cool topics, a lot of really cool exhibits. I'm seeing it all come together. I'm involved in it firsthand, and I can tell you that it's going to be really cool, and it's been really great being involved in it and seeing it all come together and seeing all of my friends and peers create such awesome exhibits and such passionate exhibits. So finishing up the show here, I'm going to play two more tracks for you. One of them is a request, but also a song that I really like. This is one by Hozier, which, you know, I know I've played a lot of Hozier on my show already before, but, you know, I really like him. He's one of my favorite artists, I think I would say. And this is actually a track that came out almost exactly a year ago now. It was March of last year. I believe it was St. Patrick's Day of last year, actually, that this single came out. But it's called Eat Your Young, and it's kind of about the theme of gluttony. And after that, I'm going to play a very upbeat song that I've had on repeat lately. I think the warmer weather lately has really, you know, just kind of going outside, seeing the sun, feeling the warmer weather, and blasting this last song that I'm going to play for you has really just put me in a great mood to tackle all the insane busyness in my life right now. So I'm going to play Eat Your Young by Hozier, and then I'm going to play Bohemian Like You by the Dandy Warhols for a bit of a 2000s throwback to end off this episode of Through the Static. So as always, thank you for listening. This has been Through the Static. I'm your host, Jordan Callist, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. Stick around for all the other great shows that we've got coming up next. And once again, come to KIX, the Knowledge Integration Exhibition, running from March 18th to March 23rd. Good night. To the lakes of song.
wrong with it today? I used to have one too. Maybe you'll come and have a look. I really love your hairdo, yeah. I'm glad you like mine too. See what looking pretty cool will get ya. So what do you do? Oh yeah, I wait tables too. No, I haven't heard your band, 'cause you guys are pretty new. But if you dig I'm vegan food, welcome over to my work. I'll have them cook you something that you really love. 'Cause I like you, yeah, I like you. And it feels so bohemian like you. Yeah, I like you, yeah, I like you. And it feels, whoa, that guy just hanging at your pad. He's looking kinda, yeah, you broke a